Yo, this is Cam coming to the Real Life Relatable Story Tribe with more positive vibes as usual, and what it feels great of a great feeling to be back and back in action and just doing what I do. That's something that I love doing, you know, what it feels to be back. You know, it feels great to have a schedule, and feels great to put these episodes out and get back on that grind and get back on that state of mind of just putting stuff out there. The main point of this episode is, you know, having a change of heart when, you know, when the world doesn't change. I've had my moments in my life where I feel like the world's changing around me so fast and I don't know how to adapt to it. But it's still in my heart and my passion for me trying to be kind. It puts me in a place of always trying to make sure people feel better at a constant level, even when things might not go your way or when things might not be your best. And that's what I'm going to talk about, how I've been able to always have a change of heart when, like, the world, when you feel like, you know, when you feel like everything's being put on you and when you feel like you're overwhelmed or all that other stuff, to have a change of heart and to keep yourself calm under fire and under pressure of so many things. I just want to say that about what the basis of today's episode for this podcast is. Can't wait to see y'all in the next segment. Love y'all. God bless as usual. And thank you for the Real Life Relatable Story Tribe, new and old members, for continually checking in and seeing what this podcast is about. Please share it around. Let people know about it. Love y'all. Appreciate it. Support it if you want to. And I'll see y'all in the next segment. God bless. Love y'all. See ya. So what does the change of heart mean? A change of heart to me means having a different attitude or opinion within what's going on around you. And usually that can be answered by an emotional response or something that happens to you that has an emotional response, however you may take it or however it may be. You know, I've had my times of having an emotional response to certain things, things that have made me think differently, things that have made me move differently, talk differently to certain people, to just having different thoughts about certain things. A situation in my life is where I remember that I used to work at a job that I really wasn't a fan of, you know, and I had to have a change of heart instead of getting mad and starting getting so frustrated, instead of hating my life and just being down in the dumps and not enjoying what life had for me or enjoying what God was doing for me in the process. I would always go down and think about all the negative things, and think about all the crap that would get me to feel like I couldn't really do much about the situation. And sometimes I didn't feel like I could do anything about the situation. That part you hand up to God, and that part you let him control. With me having that change of heart, I was able to stay calm. I was able to stay comfortable. I was able to put my faith in him and then not have worry or to not have fear, which is another topic I want to talk about not having fear and not having worry. You know, because when you worry so much, when you don't have that change of heart, when you worry so much, you stop God from him really doing what he can in your life, because he gives all of us free choice at the end of the day. You know, my Lord and Savior, he gives all of us, you know, free choice to do whatever we want, whether it's putting our time and investing our time in him or whether it's taking our time and putting it towards something else. With a change of heart, I was able to stay calm and wait for better things in my life to happen. I was able to have that wait. I was able to get rid of that worry so he could work in my life, instead of having my worry work in my life and making it stop me from doing stuff like posting regularly on my podcast, or whether it came from me not focusing on other things that I like to do, like making music or things like, you know, working on YouTube, which is, I have a YouTube channel, and I'll let you know that about in the end. But just the fact that giving up that worry, having that change of heart, and making sure that God is working in your life will really do a lot for you and create a lot of new, almost like a bike outside, create a lot of new journeys and a lot of new opportunities for yourself. So once you let go of that worry, that's the one thing I want everybody to do, or at least one thing I want people to learn from this episode, to know that if you let go of worry and you really put your time into God, then you should not have to feel like you are worth nothing, because you are always worth something no matter what kind of situation you go through. And that if you have this change of heart and let go of all those things that is stopping, that could stop God from working in your life, then there is always, at least for me, there was an upside to it. Because I always thought about, oh my gosh, today is going to be terrible, or today is going to be worse. Nothing really did anything. Nothing really happened to me to have a change of heart to make me stop having that worry. But the more it happened to me, and the more I put my faith into him, and the more I didn't break down, the more I believed in Jesus, the more I was more comfortable with myself, the more I was more comfortable with letting him handle situations. Because when you handle situations alone, there's not much he can do. Because if you like to handle things alone, then there's not much that he can do, because then you're focusing all of your time. Let me say this. You're focusing all of your time on doing it on your lonesome, by yourself, which is never the answer, because you want to all live the life of rest. But I'm telling you, you had that change of heart in a situation, whether it's with a spouse, whether it's with your friends, whether it's with family, always have a change of heart. Instead of possibly seeing the bad side most of the times, it's best to see both sides and have more of a positive outlook towards certain things. You know, a lot of people could think that I'm naive, trying to always see positive things, but I feel like it's best if you do see mostly positive. Like, I get it. Not every part of life is going to be so happy. Not every part of life is going to be so great. But I feel like the more you try to keep your mind open to just seeing what is better than the norm, than just sadness that's so given to our society so easily, then you'll be able to find more than just what you're than just what's ahead of you, which could be sadness. Let go of that worry, put your faith into him, let him work in your life, have that change of heart with everything, relationships, communication with strangers, just being friendly to other people. You know what I mean? As much as I would love to be, as much as I am doing my best to be friendly to you guys, I want that to be the same energy that you put out to other people so they could have a change of heart with their situations. Because you never know who you impact with what you say and what you do in your life. That's just my message for this whole episode. So have a change of heart. And let me say this. Put your faith into Jesus. What else was I going to say? I'm losing track of thought. Put your faith into Jesus. Do your best to not worry. And I know it's easier said than done. A lot of the stuff that I say is easier said than done. Because even still, I'm still struggling with it. Or I'm still doing my best to get over it, as well. And have a change of heart with every situation. But the more you have a change of heart, I believe in myself and what God has done for me, you will have less worry. You will be able to continue and be the best that you can. God takes care of the rest, and all you got to do is do your best, not worry. And as always, change or have a change of heart within these situations that you encounter. Because if you just see the negative side of things, you're just going to bury yourself in a hole of not getting things done, which is something that I've done. Not trying to tell anybody how to live a certain way, just giving people advice on how I've had a change of heart and how that has helped me become and get back on cycle of doing what I love, one of the many things that I love doing, which is doing episodes and putting episodes on my podcast and sharing how I get to do what I want to do and sharing how I get through certain situations that other people have went through. So share that and have that change of heart and do your best to be the best that you can be. Because that change of heart can get you out of a negative slump as it did for me. Thank you, Jesus, as always. Appreciate your time. As a Real Life Relatable Story tribe checking in, as usual, appreciate y'all to the end of my days from the start of this very podcast, very first episode on my podcast. I can't talk. But hey, I appreciate y'all for checking in. Love y'all, as usual. And I'll see you on the next one, Real Life Relatable Story tribe. Appreciate y'all.